Okay, so I'd like to say a few words about walking meditation practice this morning. So probably quite a familiar form for many of you. It's traditionally one of the four formal meditation postures in the Buddhist tradition, this meditative lineage, along with standing and lying down and sitting practice. And the form of this practice, the physical form of this practice is very simple. Well, there's different options, but the one that we're offering on this retreat is one chooses a path of, say, 5 or 10 meters long, either outside or inside. And you can begin by standing for a while mindfully at the end of this path and just... with walking meditation, you can actually integrate it with a number of practices. So today we're suggesting to bring in the same instructions as we've had for the sitting meditation practice. So cultivating this full body, whole body awareness, opening up the attention to the whole field of sensations of the body, the experience of the body. And you can start by standing and establish that mindfulness and then slowly begin to walk on this path. And as you're walking, you're remaining aware, you're stationing your awareness in the experience of the body. And also, you can bring in this attention of becoming aware of what the habits of your attention are. So the body, and then noticing, oh, what are my habits actually as I'm walking here? What's my habitual way of relating to this practice? How interested am I in this? Or would I prefer to actually be sitting? Is this like a little bit of the sort of thing that happens between the sitting meditations? If there is an idea or a conception of that, how is that actually playing into my experience of walking practice? And one walks to the end of the pathway, and then you can stop for a while at the other end, remaining again aware of the sensations of the body, and then slowly turning around and coming back. So it's a kind of a walking backwards and back and forth. And in this time, sort of gathering the attention. So the intention for today, one of the intentions is just to gather the attention. So as Catherine was saying, it's very natural as we practice meditation, especially at the beginning of the retreat, the attention will wander. So you'll establish attention at one end of the path, and then you'll say, right, now I'm going to walk. And then you find yourself and you realize, oh, I've been walking like 15 minutes and I've forgotten to meditate, perhaps. It's not an unusual experience. One doesn't need to worry about it. And then that moment of noticing is like, oh, here I am. I'm actually on meditation retreat. And then you can sort of stop for a while and gather and bring yourself back and establish again. And that really is the movement of the practice, is to notice when we wandered and then to bring back the attention. And also noticing, as we're bringing back the attention, seeing how is it to dwell in the body? What is this abiding like? What is this to make the body this home base where we can gather, where we can come back to? And that begins to form a kind of an anchor for our practice, for our attention. So perhaps I'd like to say this can be a very potent form of meditation practice. So there's something about the sitting form that's often the image that's associated with meditation, sitting meditation, cross-legged sitting. It's kind of an iconic form. So sometimes it can happen that perhaps walking meditation practice doesn't get the same... We might not see it as similarly potent, strong. We might not see its strength as a meditation practice, but there's a lot of possibility there for deepening, as much as there is in sitting practice, in fact. So just an encouragement to fully give yourself to this practice, to explore how is it to be with the body, in the body, knowing the body as we're walking. And this begins to support a continuity of meditative attention. So throughout the days as we're here, we can kind of carry this meditative awareness with us from the sitting, through the transitions into the walking. And that begins to, that's another aspect of this meditative container that Sampo was talking about yesterday. And feel free to walk inside. The walking room is upstairs, or equally feel free to walk outside. It's a beautiful winter's day. So wishing you all a beautiful practice this morning.
Is it okay to practice Tai Chi, for example?
I think so. I think during the walking periods to do movement practice is also fine. Yeah. Are there any other questions?
How about if the movement starts to get more free expressions? Is it okay to allow it to move? More creative way with the body, or should I stay with strict?
Well, if you have a response, why don't you respond?
Yeah, I think it's a really interesting question. So we have this sort of formal form of walking back and forth that's pretty straight looking, and depending on how much practice you've had in this tradition, I would really encourage you to use the form as well. Of course, do Tai Chi at times. But then, as we establish, we can start to see, oh, am I someone that always wants to go? Is this just, it's beautiful, but is this where I always go? Right? And equally, then, you know, you can play with that spectrum of more formality and more freestyle. And someone who always wants to keep it straight, you know, after 4 days, it's like, no, that's it. Ah, okay, play a little bit. So I think it's knowing ourselves. In a way, the question is, what's being cultivated right now? So I support you. I absolutely do it sometimes, but I don't know your practice yet. And we might have more tailored guidance as we got to know each other. Yeah.
Thank you. I think, did you have a question here?
I was thinking about the eye situation. Have you had any new information?
We haven't actually. I don't know. I mean, it's been pretty cold, but now I'm hesitant to say anything because
it's probably safe. Yesterday, the manager said that they will inform us when they get to know, or find out. They will find out, and then they will tell us if it's safe or not.
Okay, so why don't we hold that just till we get that final confirmation, and then, yeah. Okay, so thank you, everyone. Have a good walking session. Should we say we come back in half an hour?
Yes, if the bell ringer could ring instead of at 11:07, if you could ring at doing the calculation so that we come back at 11:10, so 10 minutes later, and you are scheduled for. Who is the bell ringer? Great, 10 minutes later.
Okay, great.